Peace. I'm gonna tell you, right? And this is a good topic to talk about. If me being on parole for 18 and a half years and stuff, don't worry about what I locked up for. It's not your damn business. I'm trying to do my experience on parole for 18 and a half years. Maybe this could help others who's coming home. Or maybe people in the streets that still doing dumb shit and they always get locked up and get violated, go back in. Right? I know the system is messed up. I know how it is. I know how the system is. I mean, I know. And the crazy part about the whole situation. It was not parole that violated my rights. It's the system that violated my rights. First Amendment, freedom of speech. Anyway, let me get into this. People don't like to be civilized, right? That's why they're on probation or parole. So parole and probation could civilize them and show them about them. You get the point I'm making? It's like every time I get in trouble with the law, right? And every time I go back in and out of prison. And at those times, I used to blame everybody for my problems, but I see that parole try to help me. They was doing their best to civilize me because I'm not civilized myself back in those days. I do. From 2019 on, changed my life. I was more into more healing and stuff, but still, off and on, I did little bad things, but not major things. So my advice to brothers or sisters that's coming home from prison, or you out there, do yourself a favor. Learn how to civilize yourself. Remember, you created this law a long time ago. The black man was here first. That should tell you, well, damn. If we built this place, we know law. We gotta civilize ourselves because we built this law. They twisted it. Probably abused, they abused the law like they do. You don't want nobody to civilize you, so now that you're on probation parole, now you got people to civilize you now because you didn't want to be civilized. When I mean civilized as a person, because a lot of people never heard the word civilized, be a man, own up to shit. Take accountability, be always honest with yourself and honest who you are as a person. I'm not gonna say I've been in a little trouble with parole, back and forth with them, cause I sometimes they violate my rights, but cause I did it to myself. Like I tell any brothers and sisters, if you know you're gonna mess up, think twice before messing up. Just think twice. Because the more you mess up, the more they add conditions on you. The more you do good, they don't bother you like that. Right? If you don't commit, if you're out there doing dumb shit, they won't bother you. But show them proof that you a good person and show them proof that you a civilized person, that you're not the same person. You got to prove to yourself that you're not that same person. So when probation, parole look at you differently, like, okay, he's doing good now. Let me buzz off him a little bit. And let's see what he's about. So they're going to give you a little space. They want to see if you're going to fall for the trap. Man, a trap means, I'm not gonna say trap, excuse me. They're gonna test you. They're gonna put a test out there for you to see If you're going to be righteous, or you'll be devil again. Right? And to be real with that, how many times that probation parole gave us the opportunity, that little space, and we fucked up? People fuck up on probation parole because when parole, probation gave you that space, they just want to test you out to see what type of person you're going to be like. Are you going to do good or are you going to do bad? That's facts. Yeah, I might see articles how parole did this to people or probation do that to people. But you do it to yourself because you run around the streets with them dumbass people, either they're selling drugs or getting drunk or doing coke, whatever the fuck they doing. It's like you don't care about your own life, but you worry about them. That's why probation parole be jumping on people's asses, because it's what the people doing. Right? So that's that one day. I said, I thank my pros. I thank my old pros. Like, you know what? I appreciate it. In the beginning, I didn't saw we try to help me. But now I saw I have a better understanding that you showed me about me. And it's crazy. It's not crazy saying that. But when somebody tell you about you, and when you fucking them back, and you still doing dumb shit, they telling you about you. And ever since I got along with all my pros, like, ever since, like, my aunt passed away, whatever, I got along with all my pros. Reason why? Because I'm not going to be the next person that doing dumb shit or go back into the dumb shit they've been doing. You know what I mean? People like to go back doing dumb shit instead of doing good things for themselves and separate yourself from everybody else. You get what I'm telling you? It's about separating yourself from everybody else. See, I understand this. Because I've been doing this for 18 and a half years. If I die on parole, so what? But I'm not going to be like other people who sell drugs to people. You know what I mean? Go around starting trouble with people. Doing dumb shit behind the officer's back. You got a point making? I stay in tune with myself. And what got me going is nature. Me being around like certain squirrels or feeding ducks or whatever. All these animals I feed, like damn, not like everybody else, but shit. I'm doing something that keeps me away from people. Why won't I be around people that keep talking about negative things, and I don't want to deal with their karma? You got a point making? So people, like I told anybody, whoever come home that you know of, listen, if they don't want to do positive, leave them alone, man. But those who come home on probation, parole, my advice for you, man, stay to yourself. And probation, whatever you're going to be on, probation, parole, man, do yourself a favor, listen to the rules, man. That's about it. And if you can listen to the rules completely, man, listen, man, then no harm will come, no harm will come to you. You can sit back and relax. That's how much facts. But the more you do dumb shit, it's on you. I know the prison's packed now and all this stuff going on. It's just because people don't want to be civilized. But again, with Teddy Myers coming home, just follow the rules, man. That's all. It's not that hard, man. Don't make it hard on yourself. Don't beat your head up. Don't stress yourself out. Nothing like that, man. Should never. You can always enjoy life while you're on parole or probate. It doesn't matter. Maybe sometimes if your pros tell you Now I want you to go with your friends because maybe they don't like your friends. Maybe your friend's gonna do something negative, and they got a funny feeling like if you go there, you'll come back as a different person. You get what I'm telling you? It's like parole washing for your benefits. They want you to do good. So you can show them proof that you're not like the rest of the people who's clowns on the streets. And that's wrong with people. I hear people complain on parole, probation, like XYZ. Or somebody from the outside like, yo, why you can't go out there, man? I tell you, it's not about you, man. It's about me. It's not about you. It's about me. If they feel like they don't want me to go somewhere, fine. Much respect. I realize to my officer that this is a dumb nigga, a Nixon, you know, listen to another dumb nigga talking about fuck the pigs, all that. Listen, nigga, you can say what the fuck you want to say. I'm not saying I'm scared. I'm saying what's the benefits of me going out there, where I can still enjoy life by myself and do bad by myself. Because let me explain something to you. And this right here is going to be a little risky when I'm going to say this, right? Say you got a girlfriend or a wife and, you know, you're on parole. Say, God forbid, parole violation tomorrow. You have your nigga around your wife. You in jail, he's fucking your girl. And you back in your mind like, damn, I should listen to parole rules. I should listen. I'll be outside right now with my wife, but I fucked up. So, you know what, man? I deserve that. Accountability, right? But like I said before, probation parole is not a bad thing. Because they need to push people and civilize these damn people that's on parole, probation, or come home. You get my point I'm making? And I'm not looking at parole as a bad thing. They have bad and good intentions in them. But they don't want me to do that harsh on you. Because just remember, probation, parole, all these officers got to have a job. And they run under a system, a contract. They listen to the higher people. And that's how it works. They go to the higher people. So you can't get mad at your officer from doing their job. You can't get mad at the district from doing their job. I mean, you can't get mad at the state parole board from doing their job because the state parole board got to let somebody else too. Well, we think this is a district to Trenton to is rules to the shit, is levels to the shit. You know what I mean? And I learned this the hard way. You know why I really take the hard way of life out? It makes me to see me, a reflection of me instead of doing bad or good. Cause I'd rather my heart be light than heavy with hate and doing bad. You know what I'm telling you? Cause if you're doing bad, your heart gonna be heavy. You're going to go through anxiety, all that. But if you're doing good, your heart will be light. And you won't go through the stress with parole, probation, and things like that. You got what I'm telling you? And I look at it now. Because I got to go back to court again for my appeal. As I said before, they don't release me. Honestly, I really don't care. It's not going to stop me to be me. It's not gonna stop me to enjoy life. It's not stop me to move on. Cause I've been moved on. I'm thinking through my experience to get to other people that might go through the situation I might go through, and it's gonna hopefully benefit them. I'm glad that we have probation. I'm glad that we have parole. I'm glad y'all caught there. I'm glad that's halfway back. I'm glad that's prison out there. You know why? Because let me tell you something. Everything has been said and done. Nobody put nobody there but yourself. But yourself. And I learned why they create the system. It's what our own people did. They hate one another, they kill each other, they sold each other out, and they saw all the weakness. They said, wow, you gotta kill each other? Let's take over the law. It's facts. It's facts. If you think about it, that's facts. No matter what I can tell anybody, you can like me, hate me, all because I'm on parole, or y'all can say, oh, parole blowing my shit, I wanna take you out. Bro, I honestly, at this time, and how the generation going, I'd rather go nowhere, but I'd rather say to myself, do my time while I'm out here on state parole to show and prove it won't ever break me. It won't ever break me because the person I am, my mind is strong. My mind is very fucking strong. So they can't break this mind down. They could destroy the body, but they can't destroy the mind. And that's how it is. And if you feel as though there should be no probation, if you feel as though there should be no parole, and if you feel like there should be no prison, then you know what? I can tell any fucking body. Then that every rapist, murderous, serial killer, leave them free. If you feel that we don't need this shit, set them free. I guarantee set them free, this whole fucking world be, this whole United States be full of chaos. I mean, chaos. That the fucking army would gotta come up in here and start shooting these motherfuckers up. Excuse my language, but that's how I see things. And I'm not mad about the whole situation. People wanna blame the court system. People wanna blame the police. People wanna blame the Europeans so much. What I learned is you. Stop pointing fingers and saying, well, oh my God, they created the court system. Oh my God, they created the prison system. Oh my God. The institution, guess who did that? You did it. You voted for the wrong people. You sit there, keep voting and voting. You put pressure on other people. Y'all the one messing the law up and say, for example, if I'm parole and you still voting, you vote for the wrong thing, for the wrong reasons. All that new law is gonna smack the shit out of me back. Y'all don't get it? Goofy. This is like a bunch of goofy, goofball people that don't know how to just shut the fuck up sometimes and just listen sometimes, man. Why are you gonna keep voting with these laws gonna get stricter and more dangerous? They get mad at certain things. You did it to yourself. You did it to yourself. The fingers should point back at yourself. That's what I know of. That's why I said probation, parole, all these laws. It's gonna get worse. You know what? You gotta know how to maneuver. That's all it does. Your bike's a vehicle. Learn how to maneuver that shit. Learn how to drive your body. That's all you gotta do. Learn. Think. Think twice before you react. That's all it takes. One more time, me. Why are you still on parole? A lot of people ask me these damn questions. Well, if you don't want me to be on parole, why you give me a fucking lawyer? Why you pay for expensive lawyer for me? Then maybe get off. Other than that, just shut the fuck up. Let me do my time. I don't need you to do my time with me. I'm not saying prison time. I'm just saying when I'm on parole, doing my time on parole, when I'm, you know, y'all see me come out the house, or y'all see me come out the crib a lot, so, out the house a lot, so, that should tell you one thing. I just had the ankle brace, so I fucked up, but I don't have the ankle brace anymore. I did that to myself. Do we expect, I'm showing proven that you do it to yourself. When you actually speak a lot of words, or when you start doing positive things, nobody can't say nothing to you. But then you got people that call you crazy because you're doing positive, but they jealous of you. Because you're not letting the system break you. You got people that jealous of you. Now, many times I have haters on me all the time, like haters all the time. They pop shit on me like, oh, that's why you're on parole. Like, pop that shit. You motivate me. You can tell by my charge. I do not give a fuck. But you can't beat me. That's the problem. That's the problem with people today. They talk down on people when they're on probation. They talk down on people when they're on parole. It's okay, you can talk down on people. I'm saying it's okay. Because you're going to motivate them to finish parole, to finish probation. And that's the problem we have with people. They like to talk shit. So the ones that talk shit, but you know you're on parole, use that fuel to motivate you, to motivate you, to make them look stupid. To make the other people look stupid. And guess what? Other people look stupid as hell today. Every day they look stupid. Other people look stupid every fucking day. Their relationship's fucking up. While you on parole, and you doing good on parole, the same people that talk bad about you, talk down your name, they like fucking up. Well, your life is doing good. I can tell anybody, man. Just listen, that's all. Listen to the rules. Fuck what people think or say about you. Just because you're on state parole or probation, fuck what people think about you, man. You got a family record? Fuck what people think about you. You way smarter than these motherfuckers that have no record. The people that have no record still believe in a God, a mysterious God. People that don't have a record still want to pop shit on people, but yet they're the retarded ones. But like I told y'all, man, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you're on parole, man, stay the fuck away from everybody else. Listen to your parole and listen to your girl. That's about it. Fuck everybody else. I'm telling you the best advice I can give you. I had to learn that shit. I had learned that shit the hard way. I had to learn that shit. Don't put nobody around you. I'm just saying to you, while your parole niggas will try sexual failure, try to get you locked up, hand up. Niggas with sexual failure. It could be your own best friend. It could be your family members. It could be anybody. Don't allow these motherfuckers ruin your life because you're on parole, probation. And if you want to succeed in life, you do it for you. Fuck these other people, man. Fuck everybody else. I'm going to say that Fuck everybody else and do it you. Because nobody ain't better than nobody else. Just because they don't have, they see, the problem with people who have no record, they think they better than everybody else that have no record. But guess what? Guess who's taking their jobs? Robots. They could pop that shit the more they could, but they about to lose that job anyway real quick. That's simple, man. And that's how I see all things. I don't give a fuck about the next man said this about me. I don't give a fuck. They could die today. I don't give a fuck. What he got to do with me? Nothing. And that's people's problem. They want you to act like them. When you're a parole, they want you to act like these motherfuckers in the streets. So they can laugh at you when you go back to jail. How many people that you know of that's on probation parole, they went back down, the only niggas laughed at their face. But you gave them the best advice you could. And then his own homies, his own boys laughing their face like, look, his stupid ass went down. I'm about to fuck his girl now. This shit's serious. This shit's serious. Who want to go back to prison and get that 1 hour phone call, probably a 1 5 phone call every fucking shift? Nobody want to go through that hell again, man. You could be an innocent person that's on parole, trying to do good, man. Your own people crushing. Never trust nobody. This generation don't trust no bitch or no nigga. Excuse my language, don't trust no bitch or no nigga. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. Because the more you trust your own people, they're going to turn their back on you. Facts. They're going to fuck your girl behind your back. Facts. Why you not paying attention? Facts. You be in jail, they be fuck your girl. And guess what? When you come home, it's a lot of secrets. Your own boy won't tell you shit. Your girl won't tell you nothing. Because it's secrets. They keep secrets. All these motherfuckers keep secrets. That's why now you can't trust people no more. You can't. Sit there and ask yourself a question. Can you really trust your own peoples? While you're on probation or parole, can you trust your own fucking people around your fucking girl when you're locked up? While you're doing your time for PV, will you trust your own people when you go down to a PV? PV means parole violation or probation violation. Can you trust your own people when you're doing PV, doing time, a hit? It could be a 12-month hit. It could be a 6-month hit. Whatever the case may be. Can you trust your own fucking people? You need to answer that question to yourself instead. You don't need to answer to me. I know the answer should be. Listen, you can disagree with me you want. Honestly, I don't give a damn. But I'm telling you, through experience, 18 and a half years, people been snitching on me. My brother, my uncle, a fucking female. But it's okay. You know what? I let it be, man. Do I forgive them? Absolutely not. They did me favors. Well, I can say now, man, since I'm going back to court next year, if they ever release me, I'm moving out of state. Once I'm out there, I'm gonna change my number, and I'm gonna say fuck everybody. Just stay off the fucking radar. Have a new number, everything. Don't give a fuck how many friends I lose in a way. I don't care. But all I care for is myself. You know why? Because at the end of the day, they didn't care for me when I'm alive. But when dead, that's when you want to show up. Like I said, people, if you know somebody on probation, parole, tell them. Just follow the rules. It's just something simple, man. Don't let it break. Don't let them stress that out, man. If you know they put themselves in that predicament, guess what? They can get out of the predicament, right?